Part 4. Can't Shake It Off. The town leaders were at their wits' end. Were their villagers simply stressed about the famine and sickness? Or was this the work of the devil? Either way, they had to find a way to stop it. A myriad of cures were tried. Some of the dancers were taken to holy shrines and churches, where they were given small crosses to hold and red shoes to wear in the hopes that any malevolent spirits would leave their bodies. Others were forced to exhaust their sickness with more dancing. The authorities set up guild halls and hired musicians to play some dance-worthy music. They even called in professional dancers to help the dancers tire themselves out faster. But none of it helped. By early September, over 400 people were dead or dying of exhaustion from the non-stop dancing. And then, just after 2 months after it had started, the plague disappeared, as suddenly and as mysteriously as it had come.